You're tuned into Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit area. I'm your host, Dave, joined with Adam, and it's Pledge Drive. We came back from a set of newer music, but before we run back what we just heard, we're going to talk a little bit about Pledge Drive. It's the 40th anniversary of CJAM. There's lots of great incentives and reasons to donate, but we're going to talk about a couple of the events that are coming up this week.
These are huge, because this is the thing about CJAM. We're more than just a place that plays music or programming. We're also a community center. We are a place where different people throughout the community meet, converse, we form alliances, we talk about things, and we take political action. You know, in that way, it's very unique. You're not going to get this at a mainstream radio station. This is the unique element of campus community stations. And along with community for, as I said, political action and agency, it also means community events. Enjoying the community that we have and celebrating one another. And what better way to celebrate the community than by going to some great CJAM events?
That's right. So on Friday, November 17th at Villains Bistro here in Windsor, there's going to be a very special event where we're going to be kind of highlighting different songwriters and storytellers in Windsor. So basically,
Friday, November 17th.
Yeah, so we're going to have some,
we're going to have musical acts there.
There we go,
You want to hear some of these cats that are going to be playing?
Sure, sure.
We're going to have some A.J. Hughes. We're going to have the Tipsy Two.
Cat Valentine, who's popular.
Willowbrook is going to be performing. Michaela Gray. Parker Ouellette. There's a lot actually performing.
And there's going to be some DJs upstairs. At Villains, a couple different ones, including Odessa, DJ Vodka Soda, Friendly User, and Early. Lots going on. There's also going to be some storytellers going on.
Mm-hmm. And that's taking all place 7 p.m. to 2 a.m. at Villains Bistro. That's, again, on the 17th. Now, the subsequent event is going to happen just the next day, also 7 to midnight, and that's going to be CJAM 40 Years on the FM Party. That's really cool. It's taking place at Art Windsor Essex, formerly the Art Gallery of Windsor.
We should mention that you should RSVP for this event online. If you go to CJAM's site, there's a post there, the most recent one. You can find a link to that. But we're currently at 158. You want to make sure you get your spot. There's a lot of really cool stuff going on this night, including an exhibition that's going to have a lot of CJAM artifacts and memorabilia kind of going through the years celebrating our 40th anniversary, in addition to a lot of other things such as performers, exclusive covering different eras of CJAM's music history over the decades. And a lot of programmers will be there from the past that maybe haven't connected with the station or the community in quite some time.
Mm-hmm. We're going to be getting into some, I guess you could say, classic rock music coming up in the next set. But I want to pair that with brand new music, stuff that CJAM does a really good job at, highlighting cutting-edge artists who are just coming out or established artists who maybe are not that popular in the mainstream, but definitely deserve a cult following or a very, I guess you could say, critically acclaimed following, especially with who we heard last in that set, the one and only Marnie Stern, with her first album in 10 years called The Comeback Kid. We actually heard something from that record called Oh They Are, and I love this record. I feel like this might be the strongest thing she's done since maybe her sophomore release all the way back in 2008. A very strong return for one of the best guitar shredders of all time.
Before that, we heard new music from Mountain Goats. We had a track from their latest release, which is called
Jenny from Thebes.
And we heard Murder at the 18th Street Garage.
Before that, we heard something from Windsor expats Elliot Brood. Another thing to highlight, this station does promote and gives a voice to Windsor musicians, really giving them a chance to get their break and cut their teeth, highlighting and really propelling a lot of artists like Elliot Brood, who really have gone on to have a very successful career. Now, I believe they reside in Toronto, I believe it is. But we did hear something from their latest release, just dropped a few weeks ago. The album is titled Town, and we heard the track Stars Align. And we started things off in that set with the latest song from Ducks Limited, the latest of their single series that they were releasing right now. We heard the track The Main Thing. And we're going to be getting into some music that, again, we're making a little bit of a polarized display. We're having great cutting-edge new releases, and we're going to be focusing on some classic tracks, because one thing we do here on Revolution Rock is highlight anniversaries of particular artists and musicians, and we're celebrating some 50th anniversaries in this set, featuring some names that you may have heard of, but we're going to get to some deeper cuts that you maybe have not heard on mainstream radio.
Yeah, we're going to start off with a track from Quadrophenia by The Who, you may have heard of. We're going to hear a deep cut from that release. We're also going to hear some music from Roxy Music, from Stranded, and also music from another artist you may have heard of before, Bruce Springsteen, I believe is how you pronounce it. And we're going to hear a track. What are we going to hear, Adam?
So let's just start off with The Who from their double album Quadrophenia, the second album of theirs that was adapted into a feature-length film, I believe.
Yes.
And, you know, this was really, you could argue, The Who really entering into that arena rock phase of theirs after the success of Who's Next. But I think they still retain the great songwriting chops on this one, and this is still a classic in its own right. What I like about this is that even though it's technically a concept record, you don't need to follow some convoluted story all the way through to actually appreciate song for song, especially with this cut, which has some real-life experiences of a particular band member serving as a bellboy.
Yes.
It's, of course, titled Bellboy, and that's what we're going to get to right after this brief ID reminding you that you're listening to this Pledge Drive edition of Revolution Rock.
is out. Oh, always running at someone's ear. You know how I feel. Always running at someone's ear. We'll be right back.
train. Down fire trails on silver nights with blonde girls playing sweet 16.